they weren't contested and the receivers were just going to wind it up and collect everything up that was owed to them. You can't go till your dad comes.
Well, I'm going home all by myself.
Well, get
off
there.
Right. We're going to
We're
You'll end up with a smack bum.
Benji, will you leave her alone?
No, he beats it.
Oh, can that horse look like that?
Where?
You missed it, it's gone now.
When did it?
I mean, when you think of where he started with Karen, borrowed money from his father-in-law.
Yeah.
Is that horse? Which one?
It's gone.
Which?
What's that? My dad
that young girl up here says, he won't have nothing to do with them at all. Any relations.
What was
Walsh? No.
She's his cousin.
Is that maybe the old side? I don't know if we went this side.
She's his cousin. Because I said to her one day, I said, well, why don't you ask your relation if she'll if he can give you a job? Give us a job. He says, you won't even pass the time of day with us. I said, well, there must have something gone off then. She said, oh, she said it goes back a long time. But she says, never even speaks to us. She said, if we ring up, he just puts the phone straight down as soon as you tell him who it is.
Probably goes back from when they
ran away, you know. He said, actually, I can live without him anyhow.
It can drop off that. It will. God, that door's yellow.
I found some white emulsion in the garage, you know.
How much?
You know that big round tin?
Yeah.
I don't know how much is in it, there's probably about that much in the bottom.
Wouldn't end up filling it room, really. Because it needs too cold.
That's the way we want.
I wish we just bought some emulsion to give it cold.
You won't afford emulsion while ever having to buy coal. That's right.
No, I know. Every time we have any spare money, it has to go on pigging coal. We'll probably just buy some and that lad will ring up.
He probably will. Especially if it's mild weather stuff. But it is mild today, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm waiting a moo cow.
Get down.
It is.
Is it?
Moo. That's what moo cow is.
Crackers.
It is a moo cow.
I mean, like, Arlen was saying to me yesterday, she said, oh, she says, I don't appear at all, she's hardly frightened to death. I said, I'm frightened. I said, I'm not frightened. I said, I'm frightened of losing my house, I'm frightened of not making enough money. I said, but what do you do? I said, you don't, unless you have a go, you don't, I mean, it might turn out that we might have to sell us out. If we don't have a go, we're not going to know.
No.
I mean, that.
You might, and then again, you might be a millionaire inside 3 months.
If I didn't think about it, I'd be that frightened. I'd frighten myself to death and I wouldn't go ahead
That's
with it.
That's what I used to do every time I thought about selling out. I mean,
you've just got to do it.
Yeah. I thought about it and then changed my mind. And this time I decided it's what I wanted and bugger it. If we don't sell it, we haven't lost anything.
Oh, well.
And if we sell it and we move.
I honestly think
as long as we're not worse off than what we were before we moved.
I honestly think myself that I might have a couple of hard months. Maybe two or three months might be a bit difficult.
Oh, it probably will be.
Well, I think that once he gets established and once he starts getting working, I think myself that work will start. Well, I say rolling in, but I think the work will start coming in after about 3 months once he gets established.
Well, we can always lend you a couple of £10.
I know.
No, we're hard up, but you can have £10.
I might even make enough money to take you out somewhere for a decent Christmas meal.
Oh, great.
Yeah, Christmas party.
You might. No, you might.
We used to do want to come and work for him, did I tell you?
Who?
Me.
Him that used to work with our colleague.
Yeah. Yeah,
Rick.
Well.
Or is he...
It's got to be better than being at Dole, isn't it?
No, he's not at Dole.
Oh, he's not at
Dole. No, he's got a good job. He works at Tasker's. There's plenty of overtime.
Benji.
Colin phoned him up. And he phoned him for, like I mentioned, they were starting up and he said he might be interested. Hey, Colin phoned him up a couple of weeks ago to see if he was still interested. Anyway, he says he's paying the same money as what he's on there. Because he'd have to really want to pay him.
You've got to, but how the hell does he get it if he don't get paid up front?
What do you mean?
Well,
you've
wages out.
It's had to come out of capital at first.
Yeah.
What, like 10 or 11,000 or whatever, it's just come out of
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So we've got the money coming in.
Mm.
But, I mean, Arthur's can't manage without him, can't manage by himself, but Colin's in the car, really, because.
He needs somebody.
Yeah. Well, Colin's going to be able to do a lot of office work. He's going to be going out doing quotes. You know what I mean? So he's going to have to have somebody there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to apply for family credit straight away. As soon as we get going, I'm going to say, yeah, we've got £10,000. But we don't know how long before we get any money coming in. And if you grant a family credit, you get it for 6 months. So that'll be our wages. So then what comes out of the business will pay Lee anyway.
Yeah.
You might have too much in bank for family credit at £10,000. It's only £8,000, isn't
it? It's gone up. It's different when you're running a business.
Yeah.
Oh,
if you apply for it straight away, because you say you don't know how much money's coming in, how much money you're going to have coming
in. You're starting a new business anyway, because, so you should get 40 quid a week apiece anyway.
35 now.
35?
Yeah.
Bloody
hell. Yeah. I mean, that's £70 you wanted about anyway, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Now it's just getting me more depressed than else. I mean, I just wish that the phone would say, yeah, we've got your insurance. Yeah, then, I mean, because we dare send that £200
yeah.
now to have house valued. Because what point is... I mean, everybody said to us, get it sent off, you'll find your insurance. Somebody will insure you. But what if they don't?
You've lost £200,
yeah.
haven't you?
So that's in the will. I mean, they never find out they won't.
No. Well, why don't you get a free... Put it on market.
No, the company that's going to lend him the money's got to do the valuation. I mean, they've already had it valued once, so they know how much it's worth, but the company that's going to lend him the money wants the money for the valuation.
It's another way of making a bit more money out of it.
That's it. Well, it's the same as when you're buying and selling houses. You have a valuer that comes out. When the people that's... Buy me a cigarette, darling. The people that's going to buy your house, the mortgage company comes out and values it. They've got that to pay as well, haven't they?
Yeah.
And same as... them that buys our house, they'll have to pay whatever it costs for them to value our house. See if it's worth lending money. We'll have the same thing with their bungalow down there.
Yeah.
It's only a money making racket. I mean, how long are they here?
Yeah.
10 minutes?
7.5.
I mean, that woman come out when we had this done, didn't she?
Mm.
To see if they were satisfied. She weren't here 3 minutes.
No.
What was that for? From where?
You know when we had extension for all?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they sent them out from Abbey National and we had to pay... Well, we did pay the £50, the people that put the building on paid. She's not. She'll bite your eye whiskey if you go near her.
She scratched you last time, didn't she?
And if she were here 3.5 minutes, that's all she were here and it cost them 50 quid.
That's ridiculous.
It's all a bloody money-making racket.
Another thing is, I tell you why we don't want to. Say we send the valuation fee off, they come and value it, and then they give us money. That means we're going to be paying extra 11,000 with money we ain't got.
Yeah.
That's another reason we don't send it off.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you get it before you start your business, you're still going to pay as soon as you get it.
Yeah. Well, I still
believe in that. I mean, they don't just turn around and say,
no, you can't get money, no, you can't get insurance. And so that means nobody ever lost anything, have you? Well, just a bit disappointment, I suppose. Well, yeah. Then again, I mean, I there's always so much dogs you can go into.
There's
always that, doing like fabricating and things like that, you know, like actual welding and that type of
thing.
But he won't make as much money out of that as money
really
what.
No.
No, and he'll be stuck to it all the time. It's not good for him.
No.
I mean, it kills your eyes, welding.
Benji!
She said
Benji.
To me, why don't you go MIG welding? I said, the point is, I've got bad eyes as it is, what's the point in making them worse? So, jump in my box. I'm alright jumping in my box blind for the last 10 years. I'll manage the way I am. Before the beat.
You see, that where are you?
Benji!
Hey!
Benji! Look at him. Benji!
Don't be onto it.
Where are you? It's going to be. It's a corner. Then we'll have like an office and a little canteen in that anyway. Then there's another long unit right at the side of it, just enough to get one trailer in. And then he says if we do get going and we do start finding out that it's going all right, he'll turn that into like a shot blasting shop and like a spray area, then employ a sprayer. So, I mean, we know what we want, but it's same as all else. I mean, it is frightening to start a business because we don't know how much work we're going to get in, but I mean,
well, it's same for anybody starting any business, isn't it? You don't know it's going to get for growing.
It might go well for the first 3 or 4 months, and then all of a sudden you might have a lapse in a few months. And you could be struggling to keep it above. And especially, you know, these bloody big firms, they do not like paying bloody bills. I mean, you could have as much as £2,000 or £3,000 owed to you, but your business will still go under.
Yeah, because of it.
Because of it. They don't look on them things as how much you've got owed out to you. No.
When you look at so it, everything, it gets everybody risks walking across roads, a risk, isn't it? It's just that
we've
got the
nerve
to do it.
It's a risk with these buggers, it's in power. My, it's no matter what for the. Who's in power?
I got spider last month.
Think if Labour gets in, you'll not get it off at floor. I'm telling you that now.
You see, like, if I'm Derek Green, that who's. Like Excel Logistics are out of the company. And he said to Colin, he says, how many people are you thinking about employing? Oh, Colin, he says, do you think there'll be enough work to keep them going? Like, he says, well, how many people think you're about employing? He says, only me and another one. He says, there's plenty of work to keep two of you going. He says, I thought you were employing about six. So if he thinks that Colin's about six working for him, he's going to work for six, and surely there's going to be plenty of work for two of them.
Yeah, but what he means by six is he gets the jobs done quicker.
Yeah, but then he's still got six wages
to pay out, hasn't he? That's it. He probably will have six later on if he gets it off, but the thing is, I mean, he'll need somebody to drive wagons round the yard. And half the time, you know, he'll be sat doing nothing, just scratching his nose. Them the people he's got to be wary of, the people that want a job but don't want to work for it. There's a hell of a lot in Broadway and Stainford, round about here.
Lee's a good worker. He says that he was, you know, best worker
that he had. Yeah, but I mean, working for a mate is different to working for a firm. You know, I mean.
Well, he's not a mate. He was his worker when he were at Whittington. Colin, we're over in bed.
Well,
he's Richard now.
Yeah, you better jump in bed with us and get shook up.
Cheers, Benji.
Don't knock my dusters off.
Anyway, I dusters off. No. Something about what would I say? I said, yes, it's nice to get away from it all, isn't it, to be by yourself. And that's all I said. I think he knew that, and it was. And then he said to Colin, he said, yeah, he said, it'll be ideal in here. He said, I'm going to put a lock on top. He said, I can come in here. He said, what about you? I've got to listen to a gobbin on and what have you. I thought, oh.
Everybody. Well, there's not many people that you can.
Sasha! Me!
I don't think I know anybody that's 100% happy. But I think it's got a lot to do with the climate that we're living in. You know, there's that many people out of work, there's that many pressures on people.
I mean, like, they're calling out. I mean, we're happy, but then, no, we're not 100% happy, so we'll be arguing like we're on the night. But like some people, like I said, children, you're a bit upset. Some people eat more, some people eat less, or you know, some go into reclusion, some get gobby. And like Colin, he's depressed. He goes like a raving sex man.
I'm bloody glad Albert don't see it. Blimey, I'm going to get out of bed.
He takes all his tensions out of.
Why didn't you stop waiting?
No, I think I think everybody must have some fault.
Nobody's 100% happy.
I mean, I don't think Colin's that unhappy where he wants to build an office at Botwick Garden and go in at Mayor's bed. When does it work all day?
No, it's not. It's not so much. Is it? I mean, he's at work all day, bloke, and he works all bloody hours at God sends.
There's time
for him when they broke down. And what happens? He's got to build an office so he can go and let it sit in it, guys, at Road at Bissis. Somewhere wrong somewhere.
I mean, look at our Margaret and Pete. They've got no family, so they've got no pressures like that. They haven't got any money problems. Well, they're not happy. They live two entirely separate lives.
Theirs is just a marriage of
convenience,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's convenient.
It's a way of life. They've lived together that long that they don't want to tell us.
When you and Pete had that trouble, if our Margaret had been working, I honestly think she'd have left Pete.
Yeah.
But the only thing that our Margaret could come up with was, why should I leave me home and sell up? She says, when all I'll have is the money from the house, he'll have the money from the house, plus a wage every week. She says, and what will I have? She says, just the money from the house. She says, and where do I live? You know, yeah. He can go back home to his mum. She says, I suppose I can go back home to my mum. Well, then I've got to look for a job. You know,
yeah.
And I honestly think that was the only reason that she stopped with Pete.
Because he's like Pete to her.
Yeah. Because he was going to get a wage every week. You know, and she'd worked all them years, and then when she weren't working, she'd have no money coming in every week.
Yeah, but she'd got all the shares.
She hasn't. She got rid of them all.
No, not on that particular time.
Yeah, but you could see that. I mean, Pete were getting about £120 a week.
Yeah.
Well, he'd have his money, which he wouldn't have to touch. He could live on that £120 a week.
Oh, aye.
Yeah. And he could start again. Find another woman and buy another house and start again.
Yeah. I mean, like Johnny and Kay, I mean, they're not happy. They pretend they are. But I mean, like,
got to do, haven't they?
Yeah.
I mean, after all, bloody
but
carry
I mean,
on the cause.
You know how flaming miserable and mad he is. He's another one. But you see, when he was living with Ange, might have been he was younger then, but I mean, like, when he was living with Ange, he had all the women, as you know. Plus he had cake, plus he had, you know, he had his cake and he was eating it as well, wasn't he? Now he can't.
Mm.
But then again, even Kate, the other day when we were there, like, she said something about, they've been out. Like, I told you I went to a bank last Monday,
yeah.
So I didn't get a bag. And she said something about, we'd been to that new pub. She said, we had to come home at 9:30. She said, they'd had enough. She said, they weren't ready for bed. She said, God, she said, they sent to a right old man. And you know what I mean? She didn't realise what she was saying as such, but I thought, yeah, I know.
Yeah, well he is what, 10 years?
13 years.
13 years different.
She's how old am I, 32, so she's 29. Same age as I came.
Yeah.
Oh, she's coming up 30 this year, won't she?
You see, she's just coming into her prime and now he's just leaving it.
Yeah. He's only 43
don't work.
This year. He'll be 43 this year, she'll be 30 this year.
The only thing you find that happens is if you're about if one's 50 or the 60.
He's fucking his feathers out.
Then it works. But when you're younger, or when you even when you're young, you know, it does. But when you get into your 40s.
Well, it's like, I mean, like,
work.
I know I've been calling the settling down a lot compared to what we were 5 years ago. I mean, like now, I mean, say, even 2 or 3 years ago, when you were there, if somebody had said to me, are you going to Spain? I would have said, yeah, we'll go to Mallorca, lovely, just go out all night, do what you want. Now, only 3, 4 years later, I'd say, oh yeah, let's go somewhere a bit quieter so that kids can go to bed at the night time, we can have a drink in the apartment.
Yeah.
And that, I'm changing that way. But if I could have said to me, oh, we're going to see a group, I went to see a Squeeze, and it was a good group I wanted to go see, I'd think not about going and watching them. Johnny won't go anywhere like that. Kay's wanted to do what we do, and Johnny's not interested.
Yeah.
Like, first she went to the ride, it went bad with it. Said that she was like a big kid. Going up there. I mean, look at
her. That's all she is, yeah. She's only
29.
Exactly. Well, I like to go on rides. I go on rides. You want where you go on.
Yeah, but that's what I mean.
Shit.
The thing is that even apart from him being a lot older than it, he acts older. I mean, he acts like he's always 43. He acts like he's nearly like 50 sometimes.
Yeah.
But you're older than. You know, I mean, he acts older than you. He says, "Yeah, you're both there, right?"
Keeping him young, he's making her old.
That's it. Yeah.
What's it? Chris on about moving to blinking Gainsborough now.
Gainsborough?
Tommy was telling me
the
other day. He said they've had 12 houses then since they've been married.
Oh.
I was talking to him on Friday, and I mean, they've not been down there 5 minutes.
No,
Credition
Road.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen her for, I can't remember. A few years, last time I seen
him. Well, last year when he was doing that painting for Derek, Derek paid him off and got Johnny to finish it. And I saw Chris quite a lot then. But I mean, they're not living how they used to do. I mean, they were all as boozing and that.
Yeah.
And she said they'd cut down on boozing and everything. But I said to Tommy, why don't they buy one of them big caravans? I said, because every time they get, it must be costing them a fortune, where every time they move, they alter house, they decorate, they put new carpets down and all new furniture.
I mean,
12 times, Kay.
You see, I mean, like us, I mean, we would want to move again. I mean, if we move again, it's customers going to have to move with this business, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or, because they say, like, it was a couple of years ago, it's fine.
I mean, how old is that oldest? Is it 18 or 17?
Is it Mandy who's older?
Yeah.
Mandy's 18, nearly 19.
So
no, she must be older because Vicky's 20. She must be about 18. Oh, she's same age as Trina, 20.
So in 20 years, they've had 12 houses.
Yeah.
And you've been married how long?
12.
12 years and you've had 3.
Yeah.
Christ, you better not be married 20 years, Karen. You won't end up with 12.
I know, but it's your piece, Margaret. They've had...
They went on to Lloyd's Terrace, didn't they?
Yeah,
they went to Bungalow. But they had four times. There's only us never more.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine how long's my mother been in there. I'm 48 this year, my mum must have been in there nearly 50 years.
And we've only moved into here.
Bring that to Patrick, Peter, Margaret have moved more in the 12 years that they were married. I know they've been married longer now, but they've been married 12 years and they moved 4 times. We've been married 12 years, we've only moved 3 times, so we haven't moved as much as them, really.
No.
I couldn't be keep moving about
like
that.
I couldn't move like that.
I mean, a couple of moves, fair enough, yeah, but bloody 12. And it's not as if they've made money every time they move, because they haven't, because they lost money on that house there.
Yeah.
I can't understand why they moved from Fishland, because they were nice there, wasn't it?
Well, Chris said they moved because...
Get
transport, you know, it was difficult for her to get backwards and forwards, and she were on her own all the time.
Yeah.
That's why they moved. But they moved down, they moved from here because he said
too noisy,
they were too noisy, and dogs were keeping them up all night. So I don't know what the excuse is for moving from Rome.
Same thing, because it's noisy down there.
Yeah.
I would scare you at school.
Could you?
Yeah.
Go on then.
A lot of people would think it's noisy for us when I've done the main road, but it really.
Well, you get used to it, don't you? When our Joan used to come and stop here, she used to sit here. I don't know how you sleep all night with all that traffic going up and down. But we never
hear it.
I can't remember when first mum did that. First night we stopped there. Buses won't come. Cousin started coming. It must have about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and now we never hear any traffic.
No. First you get used to it.
But we don't hear many people or not like that.
No. I was thinking about that bungalow, and we're actually as far from our road, nearly as far from our road to there as where it is from bungalow window to wall. No, I'm thinking about people walking back as far as to shop and that, but it's, there's not much difference in front of garden.
I think all the trouble of that is you might have people parking from your gate.
They won't.
The chip shop.
Yeah.
It won't, because I'm afraid if they do, I shall be out straight away at them.
Well, it's only a matter of parking it, parking your own car there.
I'll clamp the bugger, I'll buy a clamp, and we'll clamp it. Park your own.
It'll be awkward for getting cars in and out when, you know, if one wants to be out and other's cars in road light, but
that's the only difficulty.
You'll probably end up leaving one on road all night.
Yeah.
Don't it?
Well,
leave them on road.
In at night time, it's just through daytime if one backs in, comes in behind other.
It's a one-way street and all, isn't it? That makes it worse.
Why does it make it worse?
We don't have
no
problem, do we?
No, but I mean,
Sasha, come in here!
What backs onto that bungalow, Karen?
Another house.
I'll tell you which one backs onto it. You know that right small one, what you went to see that time, on the side?
Yeah.
We went to see that. That's what backs onto it.
Oh, well, at least they won't be looking into the bungalow, will they, with it all being down and that. So.
Yeah, that's straight behind it.
Oh. Not like them, I mean, they can see straight into it.
I'm not sure, but I think it was Mr. who had that bungalow built. You know, somebody told me that he had that built.
Oh.
Years ago, before he had the house built to
round.
What are
you doing with
Sasha?
Sasha! She's there.
Come here.
Them tiny little things you can see floating about then, is that what it's probably
doing? That's what it is.
Dust, yeah.
It's not so much that.
It's not
so much that.
It's dust.
When he does that and he flaps, the dust off his body. You know, like they're all just picking the feathers?
Yeah.
Well, they have right tiny little scales coming off the feathers for the feathers to open out. You can, it's like wax.
Like birds
have. Yeah, like what they have on the crest.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're doing.
It's dry.
They're pulling it off, and when he sheds, it all floats into the
air. Is that what that causes that parrot?
Neonicosis.
No.
Paris and Asia.
Gets on your chest or something,
don't you? Yeah. Pisticatus or something daft like that, they call it. See, it's like some people have been allergic to different things, you know. Now he wants to stay out, he pulls his feathers out when he's in
the cage. How do I get off them then and not off the...
You do, you get off any bird.
Oh. Yeah, but not so much him, because he doesn't shed his feathers as much as him. He's not half as dirty as him. I mean, you only have to look at the top of that cupboard and it were done yesterday.
Yeah. That's
everywhere
what I say.
White, everywhere you, white.
I did out polishing and dusting one day, and this silly bugger's out flying about. And when she came in, she says, "You haven't done dusting." I said, "Ah, but I bloody have." But she wouldn't have it. But
your
I mean, she's done it today, and what's she saying now?
I haven't done it today, love.
Well, you should have done. Tell you, within an hour of you doing it, it's just as bad.
Yeah.
Dust. I mean, before we got him, you could dust and it used to stay on.
Actually, dust flying off him, some of it you can't even see. The only time you'd see it is if
when it settles
a beam
on.
Of light, you know,
or
you'd see it
on
then.
Or something dark.
Well, I'll pull the side of the ice cream there. I told you about Mum giving them milk crumbs every time they're ever so good. I don't know, it's been about 10 minutes and I thought it could feel
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
it.
It'll come downside.
Yeah. It will.
He's watching.
It's
he's watching
well,
on you,
Vic,
George.
That Vic Coster, it's better than that bloody Vino's.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, it's better than Vino's, because Vino's like water.
Yeah.
But that's good.
I want to play about.
Last time you flew about, you were frightened.
Our dog don't like it when he flies, and yet... They're not bothering about him, that one, that's why I'm advised.
He's more frightened of you than what you are of him, actually.
Hello.
Because he won't.
Georgie!
No,
we'll get
for him.
Georgie!
Come
on!
Hello, Bobby! Is that Bob?
What are you doing?
Mate, I'll tell you another thing going back to Georgie Norma again. I mean, like how she cuts his hair, them stupid styles. And Colin will say to me, I mean, that for letting her do it, isn't it? You know what I mean? He'll say, he sometimes isn't as bad as her when you think of some of the things he does like
yeah.
that.
Mind you, I'll
that
tell
more
you,
we can cook.
I'll tell you some of other. Wait, last Sunday. Yeah, it was last Sunday when I took Liz off. Lisa always goes down to help her when, like, what? You know, when Eileen cut her finger. What did she do to her finger?
She did have it all bandaged up. She was cleaning the toilet at the bottom and apparently there's a piece out of it. She didn't know. And she wiped round it, it sliced it. And it was bleeding like bad, but she came across to our house, we went in, and then she went to Kevin's, and she had it. But now it's just like a line down, but she didn't go deep.
Well, Liz did her shift last Sunday morning, and when I went on, Lisa were on.
Yeah, you could.
And she says to Lisa, when you get to end at shift, you rule off what you've sold, everything you've sold, but next shift starting is your daddy. She says to Lisa, rule off when you're finished, but June's starting. And then she said, did you roll off when I told you? Well, she went bawling and shouting at the top of her voice. I mean, she talks to Terry like shit. I mean, I shouting at Albert.
But your daddy's not sure.
But I don't think she'll be able to open it, Karen. If I spoke to him like Liz spoke to Terry, I'll get a trip round bloody
wouldn't have.
She talks to him like, no.
She called me, I think she calls Terry. Both her eyes and no second thought at all.
She's shouting top of her voice at him.
Hey!
They're right, she's right.
Not coming.
No wonder she's bad with her nerves. She makes us them bad. She screams and shouts. Mind you, he is useless, Terry. I won't have a friend give that.
Man, he's another one, isn't he? You know, he can't, you know,
he's
quite attractive.
With the oil?
Yeah.
Oh,
Terry's a good bit older than her. I think he's 12 years old.
John, what's up with him?
Oh, that's what he's caused me that.
He'll be on in a bit, Col.
It's on.
Oh?
He does look old, doesn't he?
Yeah. You should see what's done to his hair. I'm talking about George.
She's
made him his skinhead, his hair's only about that long all
what,
over.
Long?
Right close.
Yeah.
It don't look bad actually.
If
it
were falling out that much everywhere else, it wouldn't make the difference, would it?
Yeah. But you know, she talks to him like nobody.
Maybe.
Well, she'll say to him, put a kettle on and butter some bread, and he'll sit there and he's smoking and continue what he's doing, you know. And she'll go and do what she's doing, and she'll have you freaking done what I told you to do? You know, then it just goes in that ear and comes out the other and he just sallies on and take a blind.
Well, apparently that Lizzie's got a right squawky voice. Is that with her? When she talks, she's
squawky. When she does get up a few octaves, I cringe.
Well, it's
because she screeches, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Imagine if
her
own voice is like
high pitched.
Yeah. So we're done for next week.
Bye-bye.
Oh, the saw!
What saw are you on about?
Chainsaw I've got.
Colin, do you know anybody that's got any white emulsion at all?
Yeah, we've just given 2 gallon away.
Oh.
Mind you, honestly, I wanted to return a dog killer. Honestly.
Oh, you wanted it for a walk?
Yeah, honestly, Joan, I wouldn't put it on if you were stopping a week. She did all I gave and drunk it. She said it's worth it. Well, it's been there 12 months. You wouldn't put it on anywhere else. She said,
probably
no
wanted stirring.
Yeah, it's cheap.
We're a load of rubbish.
What?
That priest tried to take that curse off of Donny Rover. I've heard all excuses now for playing mad.
Has he bought 2 foot of pitch as well?
Mm. I was just showing Karen there's a big piece in there about Royston Manor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because he's just altered it. He's opened it to public.
Yeah.
But civvies. I mean, I could have gone anyway.
Well, you can go. It's not. It's.
We'll go there for Christmas dinner.
Yeah, when you get your.
No,
when
it
business
was.
Back,
there was no room dinner for the general public. There wasn't a general public there. It was only
no
collar and
tie. But now it's casual.
But now he's put a casual bar in as well. He's opened another bar. He wrong with that when the bus. For himself,
hey?
Says the menu second to none.
The meals were second to none, all of it.
What?
You're always on about it.
What paper
for? Sit middle.
They were repeating last week about them finally closing his business down.
They're still at Wyston.
No, I mean the CG Whittakers.
Oh, look at that, were they? Went and put back what he'd had somebody take out. We were that middle, weren't we?
Well, you know, I didn't mean exactly the middle. Go back.
Well,
to
I don't
the
bloody know.
Go
no,
back
I mean, the same middle, you mean middle.
Paper.
Don't get it!
Shut up, yo.
No!
Go on.
There's a picture of it going.
Me?
There's a picture of it.
You must have known, but why don't you go to the front of the bloody paper?
You've got
well,
your finger in it nearly.
Turn
it
over.
Well,
go on. No, that's not
the there it is.
Now, why don't you go to middle, page 21?
Well, it's not far from middle.
Huh? 60 pages.
Well, it's only 9 blood. Stop splitting chuffing air.
Dear no, you women.
You women! You women!
Nice place, though, you want
it? It looks nice.
Where's the pretty paper that you're out? Next week.
It'll probably be next week or a week after, I don't know. I don't,
think they've been to take a photograph yet.
He said when they come, he said we can't take a photograph just yet because it's. He says, well, it's not good enough. What I'll do, I'll wait a couple of weeks and I'll send our Corinne in to pick her.
Do they send it to you?
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, did from the Neville Labo, was that? Well, they send it to the post to check and make sure everything's alright, innit? Did they ask you what you were leaving and things like that?
No.
Huh? We're helping.
And I forgot to ask him to make it appointment only. I don't know whether they do it automatic or not.
See a man about a dog.
If anybody comes, June, you say, have you been in touch with Whitegate? And they say, no.
Sasha,
say,
do you mind?
You'll have to go for its point with
home.
Well, you can usually say to him, well, you can't be at a bad time to say it's supposed to have appointment only on it. Just say, can you, is there any chance of you coming back?
Yeah, I've got appointment only.
But if you're not
too
bad, I mean, it doesn't really matter, does it?
No, don't say it on board, does it?
Yeah, they're pretty top board. If you're having appointment only, they're pretty top board. Sticker to come from that.
Ah, well.
It's hard shit we're having
it's
there,
it's hard shit. Take us as we find us,
yeah,
as we don't, that's it.
They don't come and look at you, they come and have a look what they could do with it. You know, they look
it
like, maybe
I don't mind beds being untidy and things like that.
No.
I mean, you don't look at, you're not really sleeping in your bed.
They're right, state when we looked at ours, but there's no good we'd have it. Well, it's weird now since we've grown them when they had it.
We'll get it right one day.
One day, Karen, one day. When the moon comes up and it's in two.
When the.
You've got two moons.
Yeah, we've got the business going and. We're either bankrupt and we don't live there, or if we're well off, we can get it done.
It would be employing builders to come in and do it for you.
Yeah, that's what I said, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Good. Remember, if you want taking it anywhere, is it £4.10 an hour, chauffeurs?
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to put petrol in. I mean, you
no, out. You have to put petrol in.
Do you? Well, not at £4 an hour.
What?
£1.50 an hour driving.
And it's £4.50 an hour chauffeuring, and he puts petrol in and taxes and insurance car, doesn't he?
Like a
winning
van.
You can't go in van with your suit on and
no,
a briefcase.
You've
got to have a chauffeur. You'll have to buy me a hat. You'll have to make it worth your while coming off door at £40 a week. You're paying me in hand, and Dennis is paying in me in hand, and I'll be on £1,000 a week the way that I keep getting these job offers, backhanders.
That's it to pay qualifications.
The only trouble is they're only offers.
What's happening down here then? Did you know more about when you finished then? Down here at
Rebo? No. Only some bad things. Where I'm supposed to have done and where I'm not supposed to have done. But
who cares, I'll
if I had some money, I'd have took him to go. Made his prove him. But you can't do it without money.
No, legal aid don't go far over.
Legal aid won't entertain it. Not for out like that. No. I'm afraid.
You see, because you weren't actually employed, you see, because you saw you couldn't really take him to a tribunal, could you? Cause
no, I weren't employed.
You wouldn't have needed any money to take him to a tribunal.
Well, I made it plain at the training centre. You know, I says to him, I says, in my opinion, I says, he don't want to know. He says, anything what goes wrong, he says, you automatically get blamed for. He says, well, it's your job not to let it go wrong. I said, I didn't let it go wrong. I said, but other people let it go wrong
not
and I got blamed
found.
For it.